This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, there's so much to discuss today. So much. I mean, how do you end a week like this? This has been a crazy week. Butthurt anti-Trumpers want to rename the street in front of the Trump Hotel in New York, Trump Tower. They want to call it Obama Avenue. New Yorkers, do you really want the legacy of Obama? Do you know what's coming? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. Yes, Kevin Jackson is coming. I'm coming for you. And the reason why I'm coming for you is because if you are crazy enough to believe that Barack Obama deserves to have a street named after him, you're an idiot. Hawaii, where he supposedly is from, doesn't want to name the beach after him. They don't want to name streets after him. Anybody that's got a brain understands exactly what the Obama administration is going to ultimately deliver. Embarrassment to you knuckleheads that voted for him. And I know I'm talking to some of you, and you call yourselves conservatives. You got sucked into that vortex. That's okay. All is forgiven. But just understand, Barack Obama's got many, many problems ahead. Forget the deep state. Forget that big database that he built that where he's blackmailing people and putting them all on notice. Got them all. I'll put you on Front Street. There are too many people that are new that he does not have dirt on. And there are some people who don't care about the dirt. They finally have decided, you know what? Dirt is dirt. We all got dirt. 844-551-8255. Tens of thousands of people have signed a petition to rename a block, one block stretch of Fifth Avenue, a one block stretch of Fifth Avenue in New York after Barack Obama. The home of Trump Tower is what they want to do. Talk about political motivation. Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, are you behind this? Wow. You couldn't be more obvious. And see, this type of thing is backfiring on the left. Pretty soon they're going to have New Yorkers actually voting Republican. Because you know what this is about. This is meant to be a thorn in the side of Donald Trump. Ha ha ha, Trump Avenue, Trump Tower is on Barack Obama Avenue. Fat chance, leftist. It's not going to happen. Even New York, even de Blasio is smart enough not to do that. They go on to say this. We request the New York City mayor and city council do the same by renaming a block of Fifth Avenue after a former president whose many accomplishments includes saving our nation from the Great Recession. Yeah. Hey, let me explain something to you. It didn't take baby black Jesus to save the nation from the Great Recession. As I've written, give a crackhead $9 trillion and he could save the nation from a Great Recession. In fact, he could be on crack. He could have puppeteers running him and you can save the nation. $9 trillion of printed, unbacked money will save the nation and put you in a deeper recession, which is what they did. You know what saved the nation? The very guy whose name sits on that tower that you're trying to put poke the tiger, put a little, knife in his back and say, ha, 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 Donald Trump. I mean, can you imagine? I want you just to understand this. There are people in New York that have a native son, a guy who is from New York, born and bred, a blue-collar billionaire who has a monument to himself and to that city sitting on one of the best pieces of property you can name. And then you got baby black Jesus, a failed community organizer from Chicago, who's got nothing named after him of significance, certainly pre-president. And they want to get back at their guy, the native son. This is how crazy leftism is. That's what I'm trying to explain. They go on to say this. Anyways, he saved us from the Great Recession, serving two completely scandal-free terms. Really? Taking out Osama bin Laden. I killed Osama bin Laden. That's what he says, or she says, Elizabeth Rowan, who is the sponsor of this. Oh, and by the way, he's the author of the Russian conspiracy. He and Hillary, tried a coup over the next president, did not give a smooth transition to the newly, duly elected, freely elected president of the United States, ran guns into Mexico, got people killed on a farce of 9/11, killed veterans on waiting lists and didn't care. And I could go on, but built an economy on debt, $9 trillion of debt, ruined us in foreign policy, allowing Iran to become a nuclear power, unchecked North Korea to become a nuclear power, made the Russians considered the strongest country in the world, let American companies lose their intellectual property to China, increased our trade deficit from $500 billion to almost $800 billion annually, told us the new norm for GDP was 2% because he couldn't make it any higher, told us that the new norm would be losing manufacturing jobs, faked his unemployment numbers by essentially telling people, if you're not working, we're no longer going to count if you're not looking for a job, and on and on. That's the guy they want to name for after a street. A man who has allowed black people to get imprisoned and didn't do anything about it. Black people to get on welfare did nothing about it. I mean, I could go on. This is who they want. A man who cares more about LGBTQ issues than he does about American issues. A man who cares more about Muslim issues than he cares about people issues. I could go on. Dumbest president ever. That's who Barack Obama was. And I'm not saying it because I'm vindictive. I'm not saying it because I'm a Republican conservative founder of one of the best Tea Party movements ever, teaparty.org. Whether you get in it or not, I'm not going to force you, but it is one of the best because we are actually doing stuff. We're undoing the nonsense of the left, suing the city of Philadelphia soon over equal protection. You know Philadelphia, where they had this recent crime wave of cops getting shot, a black thug shooting cops. Now, I'll remind you, Barack Obama put a target on the backs of police with the Gates incident, with the Michael Brown incident, with the Trayvon Martin incident. This is the guy they want in New York to name a street after, a section of street, in order to poke Donald Trump in the eye. One of the, if not the best president ever, I'm talking about in the modern era, because I'm not going to, you can't go beyond George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. But beyond that, in the modern era, undoubtedly the best president ever, and they want to get back at him, because that's how leftism is. I'll get you back. I don't care if you're right, because I just don't like being wrong. And if you're going to make me wrong, I'm going to get back at you. I'll get you, Mr. Right. No, you won't. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, yeah, we got a good dose of crazy today, baby. Lots of news about leftism. It never sleeps. It never rests. It's like the devil. I mean, if you want a correlation between leftism, something that fits a metaphor, it is the devil. It is evil. It never rests. It never quits. It will hound you. It will try to set you up. It will tempt you. It will do everything. It is the devil. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Up jumped the devil. A man died at a taco-eating contest. Get this. A taco-eating contest. He swallowed a taco the wrong way. You know, he was at a minor league baseball game, and he's stuffing tacos in his mouth. This is why you don't eat like that. He's stuffing tacos in his mouth. It goes down the wrong pipe. They try to do the Heimlich on him. Took him to the hospital. He dies. You ever swallow some? You ever had anything go down that tube? It is no fun. Oh, my gosh. It is a panic. Yeah. California man California man at a minor league baseball game swallowing taco and, you know, almost dies, right? So I guess the question is, who does he sue? Donald Trump or the police? You guys ponder that. Speaking of the police, police sources identified the gunman in a standoff at a Tioga apartment building that left six police officers injured. As Maurice Hill, a Philadelphia man with a lengthy history of gun convictions and resisting attempts to bring him to justice. I know. Hey, let's go squirt some water on police and hit them with water guns. And then let's raise our fist and talk about no justice and no peace. And let's recall the Michael Brown Jr. 5 years ago that he got himself killed. Maurice Hill should be dead, period. If I was a cop, then he would be dead. I'm telling you right now, that's why I can't be a cop. I do not have the right temperament to be a cop. I'm not going to sit there and take your mess. Shoot water on me. I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to go, I didn't know what kind of gun it was. But Mr. Jackson, it's green and plastic with a red tip on it. Sorry, Officer Jackson. It looked like a Uzi to me. It looked like a Chinese-made Uzi. I killed them Negroes dead. Throw some water on me. I'm either going to shoot you or I'm going to whoop your head. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know. Look, handle your thing any way you want. There are people listening to, Kevin, I hate when you talk about fighting. Well, then shut up, sissy. I don't care if you hate that I talk about fighting. I'm just telling you what I would do. I'm not recommending it. I had a friend of mine, he said, we were talking about, you know, what it takes to be a conservative, a Trump supporter. I said, man, look, I've been in the hood with Black Panthers talking about I'm a Republican conservative Tea Party member. Don't talk to me about what you can and can't say. And he immediately goes, he knows me. He's like, well, Kev, come on, man. Everybody doesn't have your skills. I go, I agree. I'm not recommending everybody do things the way I do it. But don't be mad at me because I have the ability and I have the mouth and I will talk much smack to anybody because you're not going to shut me down. I am a grown butt man. And there's no conservative, oh, Kevin, I don't like when you talk about fighting. Well, then shut up. You don't need to talk about fighting. And oh, by the way, you don't have to listen. Because let me tell you something about Kevin Jackson, because I want to speak about myself in the third person. I don't give a crap what you think about me. I don't give a crap what you do. You are not forced to listen to this program. Go find something else to do. There's plenty of stuff to do. Look, I know I'm a pretty face on radio, right? Debbie says I have a pretty voice. Deb says I have a good voice. Whatever. And I know you are drawn to this, but you don't have to be here. And I hate to tell it to you this way, but I'm going to say it. I don't care if you're here. If I'm down to one person, my grandmother, listening in heaven to my show, I'll do it. When it goes away, I may just do it for myself. Yeah, you don't have to like it. Rush, go listen to Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh ain't going to talk about how tough he is because he ain't tough. Rush is, look, I appreciate all what these other people do, but I want to give you my truth. And if you want my truth, stick around. If you don't, go. Oh, yeah. I'll go then. Yeah, you'll be back. You'll be back because everybody else is out there talking. Look, I don't care what they do. I'm not going to criticize what they do. It's not my role. But I know what I do. I'm going to bring it to you real. Police are out there putting their butts on the line. You got people like de Blasio who won't help them. None of these big cities will stand behind their police. And it's funny because police are forced to be Democrats because of the environments that they're in. And they put themselves even more in harm's way because of the politics of policing. I made a movie about it. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. Look at the trailer. We are still trying to get this movie out there in a bigger way. I mean, it's this year will be the year for Bleeding Blue. But every time a cop incident happens, I think about that film I made and why I made it. It was meant to bridge the gap between police and the Black community. The problem is not enough people have seen it. Philly guy. Police sources declined to be identified because they were not authorized to speak. Yep, But they said Thursday evening, Shaka Johnson, a lawyer who most recently represented Hill, confirmed that Hill had a connection to the standoff. We're talking about Maurice Hill, age 36, Philadelphia man that has a history of gun convictions, should not have a gun, resist attempts for him to arrest. They were serving a warrant. And four police officers, was it four? It's a bunch of them. Are now, six of them. Six of them got injured. A lady was describing it, a black lady in the neighborhood. It was hundreds of bullets flying around the neighborhood. She's describing a park where kids play. Things like this. Hey, you think that neighborhood was anywhere close to the former mayor Nutter? Do you think it was anywhere close to the new Philadelphia mayor? Do you think it's anywhere close to the congressional black circus clown who's over that area of Philadelphia? Do you? You think it's anywhere near all those bureaucrats who run that city? Or do you think that shootout was in the hood? I'm just curious. You know where that shootout was. You know why I'm being sarcastic. You think anybody in that town, in the power structure, is going to really feel sorrow for the police, the six officers that were shot, the number of people it took to bring that thug to justice, the potential for murder and mayhem that occurred because of one bad guy? And let me ask you this. If they had killed this dude, because he surrendered, if they had killed this guy, do you think that these black race-baiting pimps, poverty pimps, cop killer, lotto ticket-winning Negroes would give a crap? Do you think that they would not be suing and talking about the police acted crazy and Barack Obama would chime in and Eric Holder and many others? Do you think the race pimps would go away because of this? I think you know the answer. This is pathetic, folks. This is what Democrats and leftists bring to the discussion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis has a message for everyone in the path of Hurricane Dorian.
listen to the folks that are in charge locally, because right. They're going to assess these conditions. If you live in an evacuation zone and they tell you to evacuate, heed those orders.
Residents should continue to prepare for the hurricane as it's expected to strengthen and make landfall sometime early Monday. Lots of folks are bolting to beaches and campgrounds one final time for the holiday weekend. Good news, as Robert Sinclair tells Yahoo News, gas prices will be low.
Yeah, lowest, $2.83 last year, or $2.57 this year, lowest since 2016. Crude oil is cheap. There's lots of gasoline, lots of crude oil around. And you anticipate that it'll get cheaper because we're switching over to summer blends of gas, winter blends of gasoline beginning September 15th.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The word Nazi. 2014 in the media, mainstream media, was mentioned 6,300, almost 6,400 times. In 2015, it was mentioned 5,300, almost 5,400 times. 2016, it was mentioned 6,000 times. In the time of Donald Trump, 2017, 10,318 times. In 2018, 11,047 times. And in 2019, it's currently up to 6,600. So this year, it is still higher than at any time that it was mentioned during the time of Obama. Okay? The word Nazi. And Nazi, in referring to Republicans, conservatives, Trump voters, and of course, Donald Trump. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I bring this up just to illustrate how the left media does what it does. But here's what I want you to see about that trend line. 10,000 times 2 years ago, 11,000 times a year ago, 6,600 now. So let's say between now and the end of the year, another 3,000. So it's going down to 9,000. It is being mitigated. It is being lessened. It is decreasing because Donald Trump is making a liar out of the left. And eventually, it's going to take, the word Nazi is going to go out. I wonder how many times racist has been mentioned in the time of Donald Trump. Welcome again to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I tell you all this stuff because I want you to understand that everything's trending our way. I don't care what the polls say. There was a Fox News poll that says Donald Trump is losing ground in the people that say they don't like the direction of the company, of the country. He's losing ground. Fewer people like what he's doing, like the direction of the country. In other words, more people are upset with the direction of the country, and fewer people like the direction. So in both indicators, Trump is losing ground. That is a lie. They say that Barack Obama is 91% approved by the Democratic Party. They say he maintains his high level of approval. I saw this just the other day. 91%. If you believe that 91% of Democrats still like Barack Obama and think highly of him, I have some swampland to sell you. Yeah, I have a green belt to sell you in Greenland. Oh, no. How about in Antarctica? Just to make sure people understand that that is the biggest lie on the planet. Barack Obama is 91% approved by Democrats. Man, then I'll put on a tutu and become the prison gay boy, okay? And y'all know that ain't happening. Here's a poll, though, that is more reasonable. Former VP Joe Biden and Senator Warner in a statistical dead heat in a national poll of 2020 Democrat presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders coming in third. This poll came out on Wednesday. Ask if the Democratic presidential primary were held today. 21% of voters picked Biden. 20% selected Warren. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not. I do believe this poll, it could have been done in Massachusetts where Warren is more popular. But I'll tell you this. Here's what I do know. Joe Biden can't break through. They talk about he's a double-digit leader over everybody. I'm going to get to an article written by a guy in a town hall that talks about Biden still being a double-digit leader. Let me tell you. Joe Biden has been losing ground to all of the Democratic candidates from the moment he declared. That was as good as it got for Joe Biden. Ever since then, he's been losing ground. He has not won a debate. He doesn't see when he's on the campaign trail. I'm going to play a clip of just the nuttiness of what Joe Biden says. They call it like Joe Biden's delusion, his dementia. And look, we all make mistakes in speaking. You know, you say the wrong things. I joke about it. I want you to understand when I make a mistake in speech, I know. Just like that. I know. See, that was a mistake. It's okay. But Joe Biden does it in such a way that you go, something's wrong. So think about how bad it is when you know you've picked the wrong candidate, but he's the only viable candidate. Now, I've told you guys this. I said, I don't think Joe Biden's going to be the candidate. This poll has got Warren surging with him at 20%. Joe Biden at 21, her at 20, Sanders at 16. I mean, now this poll is from the Economist YouGov poll. I don't know how good that poll is versus one versus another. I just know this. It's probably closer to right than Joe Biden being a double-digit leader over all the candidates. And that should have Democrats worried. I know for a fact Democrats are worried about Joe Biden because they believe the man has dementia. And so do I. They're wondering how long can Joe Biden last on the campaign trail? He hasn't gotten past the Democrats and he's already screwing up. Media outlets are already saying things like this. Look, stop being so hard on Joe Biden. You know how he is. You know. Yeah, it's kind of like I know how great my great grandpa was. I wouldn't want him running for president. When he's telling me, hey, Buck, can you take me behind the tree so I can pee because he couldn't see? And had to help him get his junk out of his pants and turn him in the right direction. You get what I'm saying? I get it. I can overlook a lot of things because my great grandfather was 88 years old when he asked me to help him out, right? But I don't want him to be president. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Senator Kamala Harris came in fourth with 8%. Margin of error, 2.6 percentage points. So, who knows? Maybe Warren is actually doing better. Maybe she's doing worse. I don't know. They said former Texas Rep Beto O'Rourke and Mayor Pete Buttigieg are tied with 5 percentage points. Senator Cory Booker and Tulsi Gabbard even at 2%, and the remainders hitting 1% or less. Yeah, where's this race going? I mean, we know who the top contenders are. We've known it for a while. It is Biden. It is Warren. It is Harris. And it is Sanders. And everybody else after that, it's a free-for-all. So if those are your four candidates, I ask you, Democrats, which one of those do you want debating Donald Trump? Which one of those records do you want to put up against Donald Trump? Junior senators like Harris and Warren? An old socialist like Bernie Sanders or an old fool like Joe Biden? If those are my choices, somebody please put a bullet in my brain. Because you know who we got? We got Donald Trump. Now, a guy wrote an article in Town Hall and he says, here's what he's talking about with Biden. He says, Biden's main draw is comfort, plain and simple. I want you to understand that every other candidate in the Democrat arena doesn't provide enough comfort. They're too radical. Sanders, for all intents and purposes, is freaking Hitler on steroids. He couches his radicalness by saying, I'm a democratic socialist. No, you're not. Everything that Sanders says are things that the Nazi Party was for. They were for the workers. It was all about the workers. And then eventually what they do, they exterminate 6 million Jews and want to take over the world. It wasn't good enough to just be to take over Germany and have your the iron boot of Nazism on the throats of the citizens there. No, I want it all around the world. And that's what Bernie is, a globalist who wants everybody capitulating to the system. A system that he blames on capitalism. People that actually go out, come up with ideas, take their money, and make it into something. Bernie Sanders can't stand them. They're capitalists. Capitalist pigs is what they called us in the 1960s. Capitalist pigs who have built the greatest nation in the world with the most productivity, the most innovative products. I want you to understand what capitalist pigs have done. We have saved the planet. Capitalist pigs got rid of big tubes, you know, that used to tube TVs and all these energy guzzling machines and what have you. We brought more technology quicker to people, more information quicker to people. I mean, you name it. We have saved the world. And these people call us pigs and call and oh, what are you doing, you capitalists, making all that money? We've saved trees, we've saved the whales, we've saved spotted owls and baby seals and all, more than all these environmentalists and everybody combined. You think they care? They don't care. Oh, look at you. You're not green energy. No, we're energy. We save more energy in a year than you would save in a lifetime. They don't care. Anyway, they like Biden because they say he's familiar. He's familiar to all age groups. The man knows Washington like the back of a woman's shoulders, boosting five decades of D.C. experience. He's the reset button for relative moderate Democrats. These merely non-radical voters pine for the Obama era, and Biden is their relic. He knows this, hence the frequent strategic references to his partnership with 44. My friend Barack. Thus, when Biden debate performances have been mediocre at best, this Obama-stalgic may shield him just enough to survive the swipes of the hard left. Here's a guy that's saying Biden will win because he's the least radical of the other candidates. He's, you know, mama's milk to the leftists who long for those days. Well, good for them. If that's what you want mama's milk, get your guy. Get your guy. But that guy can't beat Donald Trump, is what I'm trying to tell you. That guy shouldn't be able to beat Donald Trump, and he won't. And if I've warned the Democrats, don't do another Hillary Clinton picking somebody that you want to win, but who can't. We'll warn
this week. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People who made this video, and it's better to see it as a video, but you'll get a feeling for it in the audio. But the people who made it called it Biden's melting brain. And when I listened, you know, I watched it, I thought to myself, you're watching a guy in a meltdown. It's sad, actually, but it is what it is. We get older, our abilities
you know, the elasticity, they call it, in your brain is less. It's like your muscles. Your elasticity is less. Your strength is less. It is a process of aging. Yeah, you gain some maturity. You get slower, but you get more deliberate. I mean, I could go on. I can think about it in terms of martial arts. I'm not as fast as I was when I was younger, but I'm a much more deliberate and smarter fighter than I was. I could beat the younger me, but there will come a time when I cannot beat the younger me, no matter what. No matter what my brain says, my body won't allow it. You get what I'm saying? And Biden, I mean, the younger him, he was even stupider. But I mean, it's tough to be stupid your whole life, because then I can't make the comparisons. And that's what Biden is. He's stupid his whole life. But anyway, this meltdown audio, you'll hear Biden. It's not just him mispronouncing words. It's a lot of slur words. And he speaks quick. You can tell his mind, he's losing it. And this thing is titled Biden's Meltdown. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Here you go.
I'm looking forward to this, man. You walk behind me in a debate. Come here, man. Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive, Allegheny County executive, being here, and we know he's the month of that's who we are. Go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight. We can speak out and be more straightforward. Senator Joe, I mean, it's not about, I know you're supporting by saying booing, but look, here's the deal. Union workers, the UAW took incredible cuts in their future. Don't have here in Miami, in Florida. You don't have a, that is, if you keep an audience, all these breakthroughs we have with the, you know, the whole, excuse me, help people who have or in fact are likely to get Alzheimer's by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Right. I found that, the secretary, we sat together in many meetings. My wife is a full-time teacher, taught all during we're vice president. But President Trump and the demagogues around the world, how can a person's dignity be maintained?
And she never yields. She does not break. She stands up.
The bills that the future president here, that the senator is talking about. We choose truth over facts. I keep my recommendation in private. Unlike you, I expect you would go ahead and say whatever was said privately with him. That's why I'll end the gag rule, the global gag rule, that prevents money from getting to NGOs. $100 billion worth of loopholes in the law. Why they do that? That's what I think my plan, I know what my plan does. By strengthening. To conquer devastating diseases like cancer and addiction and Alzheimer's. In terms of the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacy, the way we've always...
I'm telling you, I watched the video of that. Welcome back, everybody, Kevin Jackson. And it's bad. I hear that again, and I'm going, wow, this dude... I mean, he's like, what is this? This dude has got issues. Look, Democrats, you don't have a candidate that can beat Trump. You don't have a candidate that can beat Trump. I'm being real. I'm being real with these lunatics. You don't have a candidate that can beat Trump. Understand that. Joe Biden is the least likely to do it. Now, if you want to overlook this stuff while the spotlight is spread out over 20-something candidates, and by the way, others are leaving. They're starting to defect. Swalwell left and is talking much smack against Donald Trump the other day. Oh, Donald Trump, yeah. And everybody's sweeping back. Yeah, said the guy who dropped out of the race, right? Hickenlooper's dropping out. He wants to make a Senate run. No, Hickenlooper, you don't want to make a Senate run. You can't win the presidency. I mean, let's just say what it is. I'm going to drop out. I think I'd rather run for Senate. No, you're dropping out because you can't win the presidency. I get that there's stage one and stage two, but let's identify stage one. To thyself be true. Anyway, Democrats got nobody. They're going to be dropping like flies because they are flies. It's going to come down to the four people I mentioned earlier, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris, who, by the way, she's going to end up in the wasteland. So it'll be three old white people.
That's what it's going to be. Three rich old white people, people who got rich, milking the system and bilking the system. Bernie Sanders is a newly minted millionaire. Elizabeth Warren, look at her past, how she made her millions. And Joe Biden is getting millions by proxy through his son. This is where we are. Anyway, but I'm reading this article, talking about Biden v. Trump sort of thing. And anyway, they say this. A 2019 CBS YouGov poll showed that President Obama is still adored. I talked about this earlier. With an ironclad 91% approval rating. Yet, counterintuitively, many 2020 Democratic candidates seem keen on branding the former community organizer as some sort of right-winger. This is where I keep coming back to. How are you going to rationalize 91% of the people love Obama when all the Democrats are arguing against Obamacare now? They're now talking about Obama's border policy, saying it was wrong. Soon they're going to look at his immigration policy as it related to Muslims and find out it was very similar. It was worse, in fact, than Donald Trump's. And I could go on. They're starting to look at the economy and everything that he was doing, and they're moving him, quote, to the right. If you think that's only 9% of the population of Democrats, you're wrong. There was hardly a person on there who didn't go after Biden and by proxy go after Obama, particularly on Obamacare and immigration. But they want you to believe 91% of the people still care about him as they've criticized his deportation record, Obamacare, Middle Eastern drone policy. This guy goes on to write, fringe candidates like Bill de Blasio and even Julian Castro chastised Biden during the last debate over this. And the former president's one-time Obama cabinet colleague said that Biden failed to, quote, learn the lessons of the past on immigration. He writes, evidently, these desperate, trigger-happy radicals have failed to learn a lesson. Biden may stumble regularly, prompting questions about his age and alertness. Nonetheless, his left, but not too far left, status, his experience, his Washington clout, death grip on Obama's sturdy coattails lend him an air of electability that might be enough to clinch the Democrats' nomination. Okay, so let's say he does it. You think those people are going away? You think that the 91%, if you believe that, of people that are clinging to Obama are going to say, ooh, we love Biden. I love that they've got this iconic figure, baby black Jesus is what I call him, and they believe it's going to translate to somebody else. I hate to break it to the Democrats this way. Baby black Jesus ain't even baby black Jesus. Okay, you get it? That's why it's sarcastic. That's why I say it. He's not even that. He can't carry the ticket. I would love for Barack Obama to be able to run right now so we could watch Donald Trump whoop his bony black behind. That's what I would love to see. It's unfortunate it won't happen. So these guys are between a rock and a hard place. They've got nothing. He writes, although the outcome doesn't necessarily top President Trump's wish list, he appears confident and seems to savor the potential face-off with old Joe. While they are fellow septuagenarians, Trump is far quicker on his feet, ready for, if not craving, confrontation come 2020. Make no mistake, POTUS rarely wows with his eloquence. Rather, it is Trump's unpredictable, straight-to-the-jugular style that should worry Biden and his backers. The president in this campaign will have to do their homework on Joe's lengthy and flawed career. This will make it easier to exploit his weaknesses. If Trump is smart, he'll keep a mental catalog of every time Biden veers to the left, a timely example being his recent health care for illegals promise. Furthermore, he should tout his bipartisan First Step Act, contrasting his prison reform efforts with the notorious Violent Crime and Control Law Enforcement Act of 1994, legislation that catalyzed mass incarceration, which Biden proudly authored. Trust me, people, if you think Donald Trump, first of all, don't even question if the man is smart enough and quick enough. He knows this stuff and he'll know it cold. And he is going to bring it up. And Joe Biden isn't going to talk his way around it and be Mr. Smooth, moderate, or whatever, because Trump is going to destroy him. I'm not saying this is like trying to, you know, come on, Donald, you can do it, man. You know, I'm not trying to gin us all up. I'm just telling the people the way it is. I'm giving you facts. Pretend I'm just an announcer doing the play-by-play of the bout that's coming up. Democrats don't have to listen to me. Do what they want to do.
This This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.